Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights, Night 8. We hope you enjoyed last night's tale.
The story will continue tomorrow, but for tonight we'd like to offer a tarot prompt about our pillar of witch as guardian to meditate on or journal about.
Light a candle, grab something warm, maybe something to write with, sit back and relax around the hearth.
During Candle Nights, we explore what it means to be guardians and how this manifests in our practice and lives.
For us, being a guardian of the grove means offering a safe, inclusive space for all the creatures and beings who need it, and manifesting witchy community to share and connect together. This is the work of protecting, creating safe harbors and havens, and witch spaces where us like-minded magical folks all belong and can thrive together.
In our story last night, our witch's embodiment of the Pillar of Guardian was put on display through a bit of an example. A snapshot of a wonderful and abundant day of their year when they take a moment to celebrate the summer solstice, and through the day of sun and warmth, acknowledge that all the good things around them require protection, intention, and loving care. The food and company around them, the traditions and common threads they share, even the feel of the environment around them. These things won't come together like this automatically. Especially not if the way they live is out of balance with their world and each other. To help us reflect on what it means to be a guardian, we look to the Sun tarot card.
Upright, the Sun signifies lightness, positive energy, and an embracing of good things all around. It ties to success, fun, and a magnetism that draws in people who want to share in the same shining source of life, and the things that radiate warmth in their nature. It reminds us that the good intentions and actions we bring to the table really can make the difference we intend, or that, like the sun itself, we should use a position of abundance to share out good things with others who can benefit from them.
Reversed, the sun is a little bit of a wake-up call to look up from the doldrums and negative things we're preoccupied by. That joy and warmth are possible and potentially all around us if we're willing to both recognize what's possible and do the work to embrace and make it real. It might be a helpful reminder that even if light and warmth are not around us in the moment, that they can return, especially if we put in a little effort to make it happen.
So this Candle Night Eve, we offer some questions to consider and journal on. You might want to jot them down in your journal. What does Witch's Guardian mean to you personally? What are you called to be a guardian of? How can you be more inclusive in the way you engage with life, with others, with nature? Where can you see the good results of care and protection in your life? What brings you joy that required guardianship to ensure it could be possible for you and others? Let these questions or others that come to your mind offer a meaningful opportunity to reflect and look inward.
Join us again tomorrow as we continue to weave our narrative.
May these nights be merry and bright.
Happy Candle Nights!